Right, let's talk Formula One. It is back. The season opener is tomorrow in Melbourne, Australia. James Xanadakis, our resident petrol head, is back in our Ipswich studio. And, well, I can't believe it. It's an all-McLaren front row. Who'd have thought, James?
Hello, Graham. Yeah, I know. What a cracking start to the season. Just thinking back to last season, Red Bull took 18 out of 19 poles. Well, that's just not possible this season, surely, when the first qualifying session of the season sees two McLarens on the front row.
Now, we're not meant to show any bias, but I really don't want to see Vettel's index finger tomorrow. So how worried should I be? Where's he?
Well, we're remaining impartial here, but I think what we really want to see is a mixture of drivers at the top. Sebastian Vettel's in sixth place. Mark Webber's in fifth place. So he's not even outqualified his teammate here. So I don't think we'll see the dominance that we saw last season. But yeah, Lewis Hamilton first, Jenson Button second. This one's a real surprise. Roman Grosjean for Lotus Renault is in third place. What do you think of that?
I think that's brilliant news for the sport. It's good to see Lotus. I know that it's a heavily reliant Renault team, really, with the Lotus brand, but it's good to see them up there. Also, equally exciting for me is the fact that Michael Schumacher's fourth, but some controversy apparently surrounding his car already.
Yeah, Michael Schumacher's in the mix. There's been a few kind of questions raised about Mercedes' car there. Apparently, they're understood to be directing air from the rear wing back along the car to the front wing, which apparently reduces the amount of downforce it produces, cutting drag. All very technical, but questions are being raised, and I think you said earlier it's just too good to be true to have the beginning of the season without someone saying, oh no, he's done this technically wrong. So yeah, that's inevitable at the beginning of any Formula One season.
So why are the Rebels fifth and sixth, and equally interesting, why are the Ferraris 12th and 16th?
I can't really answer that question, Graham, if I'm honest with you. I think one thing that's worth bearing in mind is Adrian Newey. Now, he's the guy who builds the cars for Red Bull, a well-known creator of F1 cars. He never designs a bad car. So let's be honest, Red Bull will be in the mix throughout the course of the season. So there's no point in writing them off by any means. They've just had a bad start. Ferrari, that's an interesting one. I don't know if you remember me saying throughout the whole of last season, they're my dark horses for next season. And I've clearly let myself down there because they're 12th and 16th. So I'm not quite sure what's happened there. They've had a terrible pre-season and their car just looked impossible to drive. Fernando Alonso went off the track in qualifying and they're in for a real tough season. I think that's one thing we can say for sure.
Give me a prediction then. Are you back in the McLaren 1-2 or is Vettel and Webber going to come up from somewhere?
I'm going to back the British boys. I think Lewis Hamilton and Jenson Button will be fighting for victory. But, you know, as you actually said earlier, you wouldn't put it past them knocking into each other on the first corner and wiping out that hope. So it's happened before, they've crashed into each other. But no, let's remain positive here. I think Jenson Button and Lewis Hamilton will be fighting for victory. Let's say one of those two. Maybe Michael Schumacher could be in the mix come the end of the race as well. So between any of those three, one of those guys will take the checkered flag, in my opinion.
James, appreciate you being with us.